Same-sex marriage in Indian country is one of the topics on the agenda for this weekend's 19th annual Coming Together of the Peoples Conference at the UW-Madison Law School. As sovereign nations, tribes do issue marriage licenses. Attorney Mark Bonney has represented one lesbian couple who got a tribal license on a Cherokee reservation in Oklahoma. Although the couple's license is still valid, the tribe immediately changed its marriage ordinance to apply to heterosexual couples only. Bonney says so far no other tribes have addressed the issue.
The initial reaction of most tribes is we don't allow it or we're not going to debate it yet. But I think as the debate circles the globe, it will have an impact. And there will be certain tribes in the United States that maybe have more of a cultural history of two-spirited or berdash persons, and they would be more inclined to be the first to take a look at this.
Bonney says if and when some tribes do address that issue, it will have an effect on the states where those tribes have reservations.
Indians live in America. Indian sovereignty exists in America within the state boundaries. And when a tribe begins the debate about whether or not to let two persons of the same gender or same sex get married within its borders and within its sovereignty under tribal law, that impacts the state in which the tribe has its sovereignty.
Such a development could create conflicts between state and tribal courts and fuel the debate over where same-sex marriage licenses are honored. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.